It's Here and Now, and today perhaps providing a break from the unrelenting headlines. The U.S. Open starts in Flushing Meadows, New York. Some of the world's best tennis players will be there. Some won't. John Wertheim, executive editor and senior writer for Sports Illustrated, is there. And John, already two top stars missing, Rafael Nadal of Spain. He has an injured wrist. Li Na of China has a knee injury. Now, this might be heartbreaking for ticket holders, but what does it say to you about the competition?
This is always sort of the blessing and curse of the U.S. Open. It's the fourth major, the last one, so there's a sense of culmination, and we're coming to the end of a season. But the drawback of that is that players get hurt during the year, and this is the event they're most likely to miss. So not having Li Na, great Chinese champion who won the Australian Open earlier this year, is a disappointment. And then the real disappointment is missing Rafael Nadal, who's the defending champion and, you know, one of the great players of all time. Not having him in the draw, there is a sense of something's a bit hollow.
Well, not having him face off again with Roger Federer.
Exactly. This is one of the great rivalries. And Roger Federer is 33 years old, but is playing terrific tennis. He was a Wimbledon finalist and won a big event in Cincinnati a week ago. So there's a sense that he was really sort of ripe for a match against Nadal on hard courts. So being deprived of that is a disappointment, but plenty of other reasons to watch the tennis.
Well, one, of course, is Djokovic and a Djokovic-Federer final. What are you looking for?
I think that's a good point. I mean, Djokovic and Federer played in the final of Wimbledon just a few weeks ago, and I think, you know, Federer's had this resurgence where he's playing awfully well, his rival is not here, and I think there's a real sense this is not about nostalgia, this is about Roger Federer being a legitimate contender to win this event, which he hasn't done since 2008. And we've had this sort of oligarchy of four great players who have done the majority of the winning really over the last decade. Is this the tournament where some of these other players break the glass ceiling and actually break through, or is it another Djokovic, Federer, and maybe Andy Murray winning the title, which again has been the overarching theme of the sport since the middle of the 2000s.
Let's look at the women's side. Serena Williams, the reigning women's single champ. She's had some rough matches this year, but she could make history in this tournament.
She could. She, too, is the defending champ. And as you say, she has not had a smashing year, at least not by her standards. But if she wins this event and defends her title, she'll move past Chris Evert and Martina Navratilova. And really, she'll be in the space where we need to consider her as one of the great players of all time. I mean, it's funny. This was supposed to be her coronation year, and she was very dominant in 2013, and we expected more of the same. That has not happened. But this is really a chance for her to salvage her season.
Do I have it right that she could become the first woman to win three consecutive U.S. Opens since Chris Evert won four in between 75 and 78?
That's right. Serena would be the first player to win three consecutive Opens since Chris Evert. And really, this would solidify her. Remember, her first U.S. Open came in the 90s, if you can believe it, in 1999. So winning this tournament over a span of 15 years, this in a sport where, you know, 8 years is a solid career, that really says a lot about her durability, her longevity, as well as her excellent play.
But her sister is a crowd favorite.
Her sister, 34 years old, who won this event in 2001, is suddenly emerging as a real contender. And the two sisters actually played in Montreal last month, and Venus won that match. And suddenly Venus looks like a real contender as well. I mean, Serena, again, as the first seed and defending champion, is probably the favorite. But it's nice to see Venus having this late career resurgence, too.
Well, but for the casual viewers, and there are a lot, you know, this is the one tournament they watch, and they're hearing us and they're saying, oh, good, I know all these people. Who could topple this nice construct? What names might we watch out for?
Petra Kvitova is a Czech player, left-handed, who won Wimbledon. And I think a big question is, can she back that up by winning the U.S. Open? There are a lot of young American players coming through the ranks. You know, Madison Keys is a name. Sloane Stephens is another name. There's a Canadian player, Jeannie Bouchard, who's 20 years old and made the Wimbledon final. Again, it's not unlike the men. In the women's side, it's sort of which player is going to break through, or is this going to be one of the familiar faces sort of holding down the fort again?
Well, we'll be watching to see. John Wertheim, executive editor and senior writer for Sports Illustrated, and lucky dog, he's at the U.S. Open in New York. John, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin. Anytime.